高级中学课本英语三年级第二学期，由上海外语音像出版社录制出版。
Senior Middle School English Book 6 Read by Zhang Qing and Wong Xianqing Tape 1Unit 1 Dialogue Language points Borrow and lend Bring and take Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
May I borrow your typewriter?
Sure, you can take it home now. But please bring it back tomorrow evening.
You mean...I can keep it for 2 days?
Yes. You know, I've promised to lend it to Peter the day after tomorrow.
I don't have to bring it here. I'm going over to Peter's tomorrow evening. I can take it to Peter myself. Listening comprehension. A.Listen and fill in the blanks. 1. Have you brought a message from Mr. Green?
Two. Please take the tea things away.
Three.English has borrowed a lot of words from French.
4. Those books are downstairs. Shall I bring them up?
5.He offered to lend me some current magazines.
6. Please take our presents to your parents.
7. Please lend us a hand with the luggage.
8. Can I borrow some writing paper from you?
9. I'm sorry, I forgot to bring back your umbrella.
10.You'd better take a cake along.
2. Listen and decide whether the following statements are true or false. A chicken meal. Tom and Dick used to be close friends.But sometime later, Tom found that Dick was not as good as he thought. However, he did not want Dick to be his enemy. So he was still very polite to him, though he did not want to treat him kindly. One day, Tom told his wife, "I'm sure Dick will come today.I'll go out now and will come back later to eat my food. Please eat your meal and keep the rest of the food. If Dick comes, just tell him that you have finished the meal. If he wants you to cook something for him, you can tell him that you cannot touch anything until Tom returns. Be polite to him, but don't give him anything to eat. Soon, Dick came. The woman told him what her husband had said. I'm sorry, Dick, said Tom's wife. Tom's out. If he were here, he would kill a chicken and make a good meal for you. It doesn't matter, said Dick. Since Tom's out, I can easily kill a chicken for you. Please do not trouble yourself now. Tom will invite you to dinner some other day, said Tom's wife. However, Dick was not easy to keep out. I really enjoy doing a little work for you. Come on, let me kill the chicken while you make a fire to cook it for me. I will explain everything to Tom when he returns. Before the woman could stop him, Dick had already taken one of the finest chickens. The woman kept crying, but Dick did not listen. By the time Tom got home, Dick had eaten up the chicken. Text. Will it matter if I skip breakfast? New words and expressions. Skip.
Skip.
Decision.
Decision.
Energy.
Energy.
Nutrient.
Nutrient.
Vigor.
Vigor.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Humor.
Humor.
Nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
Donut.
Donut.
Ignore.
Ignore.
Importance.
Importance.
Conduct.
Conduct.
Test.
Test.
Participant.
Participant.
Include.
Include.
Female.
Female.
Range.
Range.
Variety.
Variety.
Completely.
Completely.
Endurance.
Endurance.
Analyze.
Analyze.
Function.
Function.
Adequate.
Adequate.
Productively.
Productively.
Involve.
Involve.
Diet.
Diet.
Inadequate.
Inadequate.
Weight.
Weight.
Reduce.
Reduce.
If you have to miss one meal a day, or if you want to do so, which meal will cause you fewest health problems if you don't eat it? If you have to make a decision of this type, you will probably choose to skip breakfast. However, many experts in the field of health consider breakfast to be the most important meal of the day. If we eat a good breakfast, they say, we will have the energy and nutrients we need to begin our working day with vigor and hopefully with good humor. Nevertheless, many people skip breakfast or substitute a donut and couple of coffee for a well-balanced meal. What happens if we ignore the importance of breakfast? One recent study conducted in the United States tested a large number of people. Participants included both males and females who ranged in age from 12 to 83. During the experiment, these people were given a variety of breakfasts and sometimes they had to skip breakfast completely. Special tests, including blood tests and endurance tests, were set up to analyze how well the participants' bodies functioned when they had eaten a certain kind of breakfast. The results show that if a person eats an adequate breakfast, he or she will work more efficiently and more productively than if he or she skips breakfast or eats a very poor breakfast. This fact appears to be especially true if a person's work involves mental activity. The study showed that if school children eat fruit, eggs, bread and milk before going to school, they will learn more quickly and will be able to concentrate on their lessons for a period of time than if their breakfast diet is inadequate. The study also showed that, contrary to what many people believe, if you skip breakfast, you will not lose weight. This is because people become so hungry if they skip breakfast that they eat too much for lunch and end up gaining weight instead of losing. So remember, if you are on a diet, skipping breakfast will not help you. You will probably lose more weight if you reduce your other meal.